The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
I'll be talking to Fionn Davenport from the Irish Travel Trade Network in just a few moments about the costs of COVID for under-18s travelling in Europe, the costs of making sure that they're not carrying the illness out of Ireland or into Ireland. But before we do that, let's hear a little bit of what the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, had to say today at the Oireachtas Transport Committee about his controversial stance on antigen testing.
So absolutely, again, don't disagree with the idea that there is potential for antigen testing to work in a complementary way with PCR testing in any setting. We must validate that use. And we don't have validation from the settings that you've described that show some of the things that you've said. We do use PCR. We recommend a test pre-travel and then a test after 5 days. I'll let Dr. Glynn come in on that in a moment. You're right to say it's not a guarantee. There are no guarantees. Even when we find ourselves in a situation where we have people vaccinated, and our position would be, from a European point of view, when we're talking about travel between countries, when people are vaccinated, we won't require evidence of any form of testing in relation to that travel.
Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent, would it be fair to say that Tony Holohan is at odds with the chief scientific officer, Mark Ferguson, and his experts, but that effectively Tony Holohan, when it comes to influencing the government, is holding sway?
Not necessarily. The Professor Ferguson report that you quote there, it did advocate for wider use of antigen testing in Ireland and for it to be used complementary to existing services, public health measures and PCR testing. And NPHET say that they are in line with that recommendation, but they want any wider rollout to be validated first, which was again a robust display today by Tony Holohan, by Roland Lynn as well, and also by Killian de Gascoigne, I suppose, defending Ireland's very cautious approach to the use of antigen testing. So today we heard, you know, that the aviation industry, that it could be a very useful tool. It could be, they're very quick, they're cheap, they're easy to use, antigen tests. But again, the use of PCR testing was really emphasised by the NPHET members today, that it is a better test, it's more accurate, and that's what they're advocating. They did say that they were open for validation studies to be put in place first. They said that they haven't seen any evidence internationally or in Ireland yet that would support the use of antigen testing the way it had been suggested in the aviation industry.
Would that suggest that by the time they get that validation results, that nearly everybody will be vaccinated, so it becomes almost irrelevant?
That's what Tony Holohan did say today. He said that, you know, as we move along and as we vaccinate the majority of the population, that once people are vaccinated, they won't need to take antigen tests or PCR tests to travel. Though obviously some people won't be vaccinated, so they will still have to perhaps take those particular measures. But again, we have been very slow in Ireland to roll out antigen testing and to even maybe conduct those tests. But we are conducting tests. It was kind of defended today that we are carrying them out in university settings, that NPHET aren't against their use per se, and that they are being looked at as well in creche settings, and that they're already in use in high-risk settings such as hospitals, you know, and outbreak settings, and that they're also in use in the meat factory plant. We heard today that it's become kind of a divisive area, antigen testing today. We also heard that there's a lot of capacity in Ireland for PCR testing. We're currently carrying out up to 130,000 tests weekly still, and we have capacity to carry out 175,000 tests per week if we need to, and this is more than some European countries. But I suppose the big question today by the Transport Committee was that the EU digital travel passport, it's coming in now this summer. In Ireland, the date is about a month away in the middle of July, and that many countries in Europe are going to accept antigen testing as their test for people who are not vaccinated, a negative antigen test. But in Ireland, we're still, you know, looking to have it that it's a PCR test. We do have that choice in Europe. You can either choose, each country can choose whether to accept PCR or antigen tests. The EU has put together a framework so that it agrees on the suppliers and the protocols that need to be in place first for antigen testing to be accepted. So it doesn't look likely that NPHET will recommend that they're rolled out in the aviation sector. As of yet, they want to see further evidence. But they did say, again, that they're not against them per se. It's just that they don't feel that they're a magic bullet, and they're not as good as that would be hoped. In asymptomatic cases in particular, the HSE's report that was published a couple of days ago by its antigen expert group showed that only about 50% of asymptomatic cases would be picked up by antigen testing. And by the end of May, we know that there was about 200 cases of COVID-19 been diagnosed in people who were in mandatory hotel quarantine, it's quite likely they wouldn't have been picked up by antigen testing because they might have been asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic at the stage that they would have passed through the airplane, or possibly they would have picked it up on their journey as well. So again, those points were emphasised today, particularly with variants of concern. I think that's why NPHET perhaps has hardened its position in relation to, you know, relaxing the testing requirements, because we've seen how the Delta variant has spread in the UK. It's now the dominant variant over there, over 90% of cases. It is more infectious. We have seen a rise in hospitalisation and case numbers in the UK. We had up to last week about 140 cases detected in Ireland, and they're just trying to remain vigilant against that.
Okay. James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East. You were one of those who questioned Tony Holohan today in relation to the antigen testing. How satisfied were you with the responses you got?
I think for many of us today, it left more answers than it did, or questions than it did answers, Matt. From my perspective, I do feel that antigen testing would be hugely beneficial for a proper rollout by government across the country. And obvious from what's quite obvious from today's committee hearing from Dr. Holohan and also from NPHET is that they seem to be the major stumbling block in all of this. We have heard expert after expert from universities, from the private sector come in before the Oireachtas Transport Committee now over the past number of months since the COVID-19 outbreak became extremely serious in Ireland. And they've all been asking for one thing, and that is the word antigen testing. I think that we need to look at antigen testing in the context of aviation, very much in terms of my own contribution today, Matt. You know, looking at antigen testing, I do agree that there are areas of concern around antigen tests versus PCR. But in a controlled environment, a policed environment, such as an airport, where there is high security, crowd management infrastructure in place, I think it is absolutely a no-brainer for antigen testing to be put in place in our airports, alongside many of our European colleagues. And people working in aviation will tell you the very same, particularly
okay.
those
As a Fianna Fáil backbencher, what would you expect the government led by your party leader, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, to do, given that it seems to be very much coming down on the side of following whatever it is NPHET advises?
Well, my own personal preference, and I know that my colleagues, Deputy Cathal Crowe and Senator Timmy Dooley from Fianna Fáil, who also sit in the Transport Committee with me, we would all like to see antigen testing being put in place. There are 140,000 livelihoods, Matt, in the Republic of Ireland that are dependent on aviation for their income. And this is something that could be a huge benefit in terms of helping the aviation sector to get back onto its feet. In terms of different parties' individual positions on testing regimes, you know, there hasn't necessarily been any coherent policy throughout from any individual political party. Obviously, the COVID situation adapts. But in the context of where we now stand, there are over 3.1 million doses administered in COVID vaccinations within the Republic of Ireland. Many of our European neighbours are also advancing. So over the next 2 and 3 months, when hundreds of millions of people have been vaccinated in the European Union, and the same in North America, surely looking at antigen testing to complement the existing testing regime around PCR would be a better way of implementing a testing system for unvaccinated travellers. And also, the point that was being very diligently made just before I was on, around the spread of variants, that is obviously a huge concern. And there may need to be requirements to test vaccinated people over the concerns around variants may have. So surely an antigen testing, which allows for a rapid testing regime to put in place, is the most sensible solution to
okay.
all of these problems.
James O'Connor of Fianna Fáil and Priscilla Lynch from the Medical Independent, thank you both for joining us. I want to go to Fionn Davenport from the Irish Travel Trade Network. For families who are considering a foreign holiday from the 19th of July onwards, how much of an issue do you think is it likely to be the antigen testing or PCRs, particularly for children who might be travelling with the vaccinated?
Hi, Matt. Well, it's going to be a huge issue because, as Priscilla pointed out, from the 19th of July, we will be effectively using the EU digital COVID passport, but that's really for adults. And, you know, it's being rolled out across Europe from the 1st of July. And while that is fine if you're over 18, it still leaves the issue of under 18s, the vast majority of whom will not be vaccinated.
But for the over 18s, are we going to have an awful lot of the 18 plus up to 30s vaccinated by the time the DU digital pass
in
comes
Ireland,
into place?
We won't. But the idea is that eventually they will be vaccinated, whereas there's no plans to vaccinate under 18s. And this is where the issue, so this is an ongoing issue. So whilst this immediate summer might be somewhat stagnated for anyone aged 18 to 30 while they wait for their vaccine, the issue for the under 18s is going to continue onwards, not just this year, but into next year. And let me explain why. Very, very simple. You have every country in Europe has a testing requirement for the unvaccinated. If you're traveling, say, with a family of five, so two adults and three children, those three children will need to have some kind of test, whether a PCR test or an antigen test. And when you add the cost of those tests, plus the discombobulation, the hassle of it, whether a country says, oh, we need a PCR test, so they have to arrange a PCR test for 2 days before they leave, so on and so forth. You add the hassle and the cost, it's going to increase the cost of that family holiday considerably. And so far, there has been absolutely no address made to the issue of what are we going to do with under 18s.
And Fionn, is it the case that families will have to have the test done, the antigen test or the PCR test, on the way out of Ireland from the 19th of July onwards, and then on the way back in again?
Yes, absolutely. Well, in this instance, yes, absolutely. So consider the cost. Coming back into Ireland, and you know, without going over old ground, Ireland looks unlikely to accept antigen tests for returning visitors, certainly in the foreseeable future. So it'll be the cost of a PCR test. For instance, if you're going to Spain, you will need either an accepted antigen test or a PCR test. So when you add the cost of the outgoing test plus the incoming test, like, you're talking huge amounts of money. Plus, there is a huge variation in what the age group is. So, for instance, whereas in Croatia, children under 7 are exempt, in Italy, it's children under 2. In Ireland, it's children 5 and under. In Spain, it's 12. In Portugal, it's 2. And what we did today on the Irish Travel Trade Network was we made a list of all the European countries and what the age of exemption is, because, again, the information is not readily available. So if you're planning a summer holiday, whether you want to go to France or you whether you want to Italy or Spain or Portugal or wherever, you have to know, based on the age exemption, which one of your children will need to get a test, whether PCR or antigen.
Thank you very much for joining us. Fionn Davenport, Group Editor for the Irish Travel Trade Network.